We are up to Simen Kuf Chav Dalet in Hilchos Tefillah, and we will be learning the first three Si'ifim. La'acher shesimu ha'tzibur tefillah son. After the tzibur finishes davening, Yatzor Shatz ha'tefillah, the Shliach Tzibur says, Chazaras ha'shatz, why is the repetition done? Shem yesh mi she'ene yodea li'ispa'ol, should there be anyone in the shul that doesn't know how to daven, yechavin l'mashehu omer v'yotzebo, he'll listen to the Chazaras ha'shatz, and he will be Yotze. So this halacha applies to an Eino Baki, someone who does not know how to daven, or for some reason the halacha cannot daven because he has sveikus. The halacha is he could be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. A Baki cannot be Yotze, and even an Eino Baki, we say, can only be Yotze if you have 10. Says the Mechaber now, V'tzorach also sheyotze b'tfilah shatz l'chaven l'chol ma she'omer shatz mirosh v'ad sof. If you are being Yotzu with the Shmoneh Esrei of the Shliach Tzibur, you have to be silent for the entire Chazaras HaShatz, Veino Mafsik, Veino Masiach, and you're not Mafsik in any way, and you don't speak. Uposeya Gimel Psiyas L'Achorav Kodem Shemispal Liatzmo. And you also take the three steps back the same way that you would if you were davening your own Shmoneh Esrei. And the Mishtabur brings down that in order to be Yotze from the Shliach Tzibur, the halachi is that you must understand what he is saying, meaning someone who doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh cannot be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. Whereas if someone davens himself, the halachi is even though he's davening in the Lashon Kodesh and doesn't understand it, he is Yotze. The only thing is that the Mishtabur did tell us that you had to have kavana, you had to at least understand the meaning of the words for the bracha of Ovis. We learned that kavana there is Le'ikuva. Now, when someone is being Yotze Shmoneh Esrei from the Shliach Tzibur, we'll see later, he is required to answer Amen after all the brachas, but he should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. The Mishnah Berurah says the case of someone who has a suffix on Shabbos if he davened or not, or a suffix on Musaf of Rosh Chodesh if he davened or not. So we learned there you couldn't daven over again B'toris Nadava, because we don't daven a Nadava on Shabbos, and Musaf is not Bob in Nadava. The halacha is that he could be Yotze with Chazaras HaShatz. For some reason he says, be the Shatz. You yourself should be the Shatz if you have Sveikus, and be Yotze with that. Sif Beis. Shatz Shenichnas LeBeis HaKnesses. Here we're dealing with a very simple case of a Tzibur that only has one person that's capable of being the Shliach Tzibur. So he is the Shliach Tzibur. He is the person that always does Chazaras HaShatz. So today he came late. He walks into the shul, umatzer tzibur sheispalu balachash. He found that the tzibur just finished its silent Shmoneh Esrei, and they're waiting for someone to do the Chazaras HaShatz, and he is the Shatz. V'hu tzarech lamad lifnei ha'teva li'alter. And it's expected of him to get up there and be the Shliach Tzibur for the Chazaras HaShatz. So what does he do? Yored lifnei ha'teva umispalu b'koram l'tzibur. He should immediately daven the Chazaras HaShatz for them. He has no need then to re-daven his silent Shmoneh Esrei. He is Yotze, his silent Shmoneh Esrei, with the Chazaras HaShatz. Now this is only, Mishnah Berurah says, that this is only in a case where there really is nobody else to daven Chazaras HaShatz for them. Whereas, he should not be the Chazan. That means ideally, the way to go about it is you should daven your own Shmoneh Esrei first, and then be the Shliach Tzibur. To be a Shliach Tzibur in place of your own silent Shmoneh Esrei is only where there's really no choice. The case here is that the shul needs a Shliach Tzibur. We'll see another case soon where there's not enough time to daven two Shmoneh Esreis. It's almost Sov Zman Tefillah, so there you may as well be the Shliach Tzibur. The Bir Halacha brings the point where it sounds like this halacha is true in Shacharis also. And the assumption is that this person who is being the Shliach Tzibur did not daven anything yet, which means he has not said Shema, so he is not going to be Masmich Gula L'Tfila. How do we allow him to just start with Shmoneh Esrei and say Kriya Shema in the brachas later, he's not going to be Masmich Gula L'Tfila? The answer is, for the sake of the Tzibur who need a Shliach Tzibur and don't have anyone but this person, for their sake, he is allowed to sacrifice Gula L'Tfila and be the Shliach Tzibur. Says the Ramah now, Hagav v'chein imushas atchak. Similarly, if it's a time of need, kagon sheyare sheyaver zman tefila, where you're afraid that you're going to miss zman tefila, yuchal leispal miyad b'kol ram. So you begin with your own shmoneh, with your chazaras hashatz. Vatzibur mispalim imo mila b'mila b'lachash. The entire tzibur should daven with you mila b'mila ad li'achar akel hakodesh, until after akel hakodesh. This way they will get kedusha with you, and they daven mila b'mila, and then they continue davening. Now, the halacha is that really this is only because the time here is of essence, meaning they're afraid they're going to miss Mount Tefillah. Ideally, they shouldn't really be starting their own silent Shmoneh Esrei until after Kedusha. Means the ideal is not to answer Kedusha in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So that, unless it's really late, the Shatz should be saying his own Shmoneh Esrei, and the Tzibur will start their Shmoneh Esrei after after Akel HaKadosh, after they hear Kedusha, and after Akel HaKadosh. The Mishtabur is Mistapek. That means that Lamaisa, we are being ochre the takana of Chazaras HaShatz. So we understand if you're going to mizman tefillah over it, you're better off davening tovzman tefillah and not have a Chazaras HaShatz. However, what if it's only Dalit Shas, the first third of the day, which is the sovzman tefillah, whereas you are allowed to daven up until Chatzos? The Mishnah Berurah is mistapek. Maybe here you're better off sacrificing zman tefillah for the sake of having a Chazaras HaShatz. His maskana is tzorechian, meaning he's not really sure which is better, to have a Chazaras HaShatz after zman tefillah, or to daven before zman tefillah and not have a Chazaras HaShatz. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the minhag today is a little different than what the Ramah says. In the Ramah, the person who was acting as the Shatz says the entire Shmoneh Esrei Baal Peh. The Mishnah Berurah says that our minhag today is that he only says until Akel HaKadosh. The reason being because people cannot really say mila b'mila with him for the entire Shmoneh Esrei. They're going to have a hard time keeping up with him, and it's just going to be mavalble everybody. But in theory, if everyone would be davening Shmoneh Esrei together with the Shliach Tzibur, they'll say modim together with him. That would really be ideal. It just doesn't seem to be that practical. Now we go further. V'tov shiye echad l'chol apoche shiyana omein achar ha-shatz. Ideally, there should at least be one person who could say omein after the shatz, meaning it is not ideal. We have a shatz doing an entire chazaras ha-shatz and nobody's listening because they're davening their own Shmoneh Esrei. So really, you should have somebody saying amen. In the worst case, we rely on children. And if there are no children there, we rely on the fact that you're yotzei anyway. Siv gimel. Kohol shehispalu v'chulam b'kiyim b'tfila. A congregation daven, and everyone daven their own silent Shmoneh Esrei. So there's no need to have a chazaras hashatz, because there are no enum b'kiyim around for the shatz to be motzi. Afal p'kein yerei shatz v'chozer atfila. Chazal were metakin a din of Chazaras HaShatz under all circumstances, simply because they don't want you to have to investigate in every shul who is a baki and who isn't a baki. Therefore, even if you know for a fact that everyone's a baki, nevertheless, there's a takon of Chazaras HaShatz. Says the Rama, Hagavim yesh yechidim mekol shem arichim b'tfilah son, ein l'shatz lahamtin alayim afilo hayu chashuv ya'ir. That when it comes to beginning the Chazaras HaShatz, you don't even wait for somebody chashuv. Now, the reason you don't do this is because of Torah Chatzibur. The minhag is to wait for the Rav of the Shul. The reason being, the Mishnah Berurah says, because we're afraid that people daven very quickly and they don't really say all the words. Waiting for him gives one the opportunity to have somebody say all the words, because we assume he says it mila b'mila. However, if someone is just marich, in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says if there is no rav there, wait for the person who says every word clearly. Whereas, what if the person that's marich the most is not doing it in order to say words clearly, but in order to have more kavana? We are not matriach on the tzibur for the sake of somebody's kavana. Now, further, v'cheinim ha'yominim v'veis ha'kneses en la'amten al adam choshev o godl shadayin lo ba. What happens if you have a minyan in shul? Should you wait for the rav to show up to start davening? Obviously, if there's a zman that the shul starts, they're supposed to start at that zman. What if they don't have a zman, but right now there are 10 people there, and they normally start once there's a minyan? Do they have to wait for the rav of some or somebody chashev? So he says, no, the halacha is you're not matriach on the tzibur. As soon as you have a minyan, you should start davening. The Mishnah Berurah here says also the minhag is to wait for the rav to start davening. The reason being that if he's going to be late, he won't be available immediately after davening to learn with people, and it is the minhag Yisrael to learn with the Rav right after davening. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down that the right thing for a Rav who knows that they're waiting for him is to come on time and even come early, so that there'll never be a chashash that he's holding back the entire tzibur. The Bir Halacha also suggests that if you're dealing with Mariv, then wait for the Rav, because it seems that the Rav has a better idea of the right time for davening Mariv, where some of the people there will probably try to rush it and have you start davening even before this Man Mariv has come. So the minig actually is to wait for the Rav to daven.